Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is so wonderful to be back. But also, it was also nice to be away. I hope that all of you had a wonderful summer vacation, that you enjoyed trips that you had, getting together with friends and family. I hope you had a great time, because I must say I had a good time as well. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so glad to be back. Well, I would like to read something. We must talk until there is no more word. We must explain until everything is understood. We must be honest until nothing is hidden. We must listen until everything has been said. We must question so that we know why. We must be fair so that everyone's basic needs are met. If there's no communication, there will be no bond. If there is no bond, there will be no friendship. Quote, unquote, written by the Blue Mountain Arts. Corporation. And tonight, we have got lots of announcements for you. So I'm going to go with the announcement first, and then we'll do some inspirational vitamin at the end. But there's so many things that are getting ready to happen, and we want all of you to be a part of it. The first thing that we, the first thing on the list is our outing for August. We would like for all of us, for you to join the next chapter with our outing at a restaurant. And we was trying to find a restaurant that will hold a large number of people and have good food. So I came, well, a few of us came up with one. We might make some changes, but right now there's a place, and it's called Magnolia Room. And that is in Tucker, Georgia. It's off of Hugh Howell Road in Tucker, Georgia. It's a traditional Southern comfort food. All right. So, and I've been there on many occasions, and the food is really good. They have a large room in the back that we all could be in together, away from others. So I am going to be giving you more details about that. Now, every third, like we always meet every third Saturday, we have some sort of type of meeting. So we would like to have an outing this time. And we would like everyone to be there by 11:30 on a Saturday. Saturday, August the 20th. That's the third Saturday at 11:30. And I'll be giving you some more details, texting you some stuff and whatever. But pretty much that's most of it. And you can also Google and look at the menu and the place. It's called Magnolia Room in Tucker, Georgia. And the next thing is our anniversary. Our 19th anniversary is coming up in September, and September is next month. And that is September the 17th. That's on a Saturday, of course. It's going to be at my church. We're not sure which one of the rooms that we're going to have, but this anniversary is going to be casual. We're going to make it casual and comfortable because we're going to make it real big for our 20th next year. So we're going to come casual so we can, you know, get some things. There are things that we're going to be doing at our anniversary that's going to piggyback on what we're going to really be doing for our 20th year anniversary. Come casual. If you want to wear something, our colors are purple and silver. If you would like to wear some of those colors, but be casual. And I'll talk about more how casual you can be. And what else I'm going to say about our anniversary is 19 year anniversary. It's going to be at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. You're going to have some light refreshment. It's probably going to be a two-hour event. It's going to be really like a workshop. And the workshop is it's going to be called Workshop with a Purpose. And there are things that we would like to accomplish and do starting our 19-year anniversary. And one of the big things that we're going to be doing at that anniversary, we're going to start be planning a big fundraiser. I'm not going to give you, we're going to target an amount. I'm not going to give that information out right now. We're going to target a big amount for our 20th year anniversary. And we're going to need all of your help. And we are not asking you alone. We want you to go out there and get, be one of those, each person can be a part of this fundraiser. So you can go out there getting funds from corporations, companies, family members, whoever. But we'll talk more about that later. But we want to get to be, it has got to be a big thing for our 20th year anniversary, because 20 years is a long time. So we need all of your support to help us with this anniversary. So we're going to make it casual, and it's going to be a workshop encouraging you to help us with this fundraiser. We're going to have a speaker. She's going to be there to encourage us and speak with us and also pray with us that we will be able to do those things that we want to do for our 20th year anniversary. The next thing on the agenda is there was something that our church is always giving us information to help others in the community. This is something that can help some of you who need that help. In DeKalb County, but it's in DeKalb County. You've got to be a resident of DeKalb County. And there DeKalb County residents have this emergency fund grant that's being given to anyone who is struggling with paying rent, mortgage, and utilities. And they will give you up to $1,000 if you need some assistance in those three things: rental, mortgage, and utility. And it must be you must be a DeKalb County resident. The things that are required. I wrote that down somewhere. You have to show proof that you're a resident in DeKalb County. And also, the bill has to be in your name. The rental, mortgage, or utilities will have to be in your name when you show proof that you are a resident of DeKalb County. That is something that, and you can pass it on. If you are doing fine, you don't have this problem, you know someone in DeKalb County, and a lot of this could be a young adult who's struggling paying their rent. So if you know someone, let them know that DeKalb County is helping those who need help in those areas. So please don't hold that information. Learn how to share. So don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone else if it doesn't fit your situation. Let me see. The next thing is, have you had an opportunity to purchase any of our books? A Widow's Touch, Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? Now, I mentioned to you before we went on sabbatical that these books are little or nothing right now. You can get both of these books for $12 and something. We want you to purchase them also at a good price, but also it'll help our price to go back up, because those books cost more than A Widow's Touch. The regular price is $14.99. And the other small manual, it is $6.99. So we want those prices to go back up so we can be able to benefit from it, because we get the profit from it to help us with the ministry, like sending you birthday cards, sending you sympathy cards, or whatever we do. It helps our ministry to continue to do what we need for you. So you still got time to do that. And if you already have two copies, get one for someone else. There's so many people are losing their life, and we know that you know widows. So please purchase some books and give it to someone. Instead of giving flowers, which flowers doesn't last, this book will last forever. This book will give them information. A Widow's Touch will give them encouragement as they read those different stories. And also the other book is a manual. It's a book, and it really, the book can be used not just for widows, it can be used for anyone who have lost a special loved one. It gives you 8 weeks of instruction of things that you need to do when someone, when you lose a special loved one, making sure that you remember to call Social Security, getting copies of death certificate, all those different things that you need in the first 8 weeks. It's in that manual, and it can be used not just for spouses. It can be used for anyone who lose a loved one, because death is a death. So please do that for me. And yeah, purchase some and have some in your library, so when someone does lose, you know, lose a loved one, you can have that book already for put it in a nice little tote bag and tissue paper, and that's a wonderful gift to give someone. And it's a good time to give them, not just right during the time that they pass away. Sometimes it's always good to wait maybe a few weeks, a week, and give them, because sometimes people put things away. They're going through so many emotions that they forget what it was and who gave it to them. So just know that sometimes it's always good to give them after the funerals, when they can really see what that book really, how important it is, encouraging that book can be. That's what I do most of the time. I do not call people right away unless someone urges me and says, that person really need to talk to someone right away. But I like to wait because I want, once I go to you, I want you to hear what I'm saying. And most of the time, you're going through so much, you don't want to hear anybody talking about anything. So just knowing that, that is a very encouraging two books to give to someone. There's another announcement too, is Woman Thou Art Loose is coming to, that's T.D. Jakes, coming to Atlanta, the last Woman Thou Art Loose convention is going to be in Atlanta. He's always had in Atlanta, and now this is his last one he's having. So if you are interested, you're trying to get a group rate. Now, it's not that cheap because it's 3 days. It's September the 23rd through the 24th. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's not cheap, but, you know, any concert to go to is not cheap. So just knowing that, I'm going to say a price, but it's the 3 days. And you can go to all of the events if you want to. And the thing too is, you can share. You can, if you can't go there but one day, give it to someone else the next day. You can share. Different people can go different days. But it is $175 for 3 days. But I think it'd be worth your while. But we're trying to get some people. I have some people at our church who's interested in going, and they're trying to get a group together. And I am thinking about being participating. But I'm also going to share my ticket with someone else as well. So if you're interested, please call me in the next 24 hours and let me know if you're interested, so we can see how many tickets that we can get. And that, would you believe that's a group rate? I know you would think it would be cheaper, but it would have to be 50 or more people to pay $150. So just knowing you got to be 5 or more for this group rate of $175. So what else do I have on this list? Because I have lots of things that I, let me see. I think that is it as far as my list, as far as things. We're going out on August the 20th, and it's going to be at 11:30. And if we don't be right now, attentively, we are going to Magnolia Room in Tucker, Georgia. That's August the 20th, the third Saturday. Our anniversary is September 17th. And it's going to be at 10 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. We'll have more details to come. We are planning a big fundraiser during that anniversary, and we'll give you more details. And we have a lot of giveaway to give you at that anniversary, too. I'll save that for later. Someone gift the ministry with something, and I'm going to share it with all of you. Let's see. And I mentioned to you about the DeKalb County residents, the emergency fund. And that is pretty much it that I have as far as announcements. But I wanted to make those announcements at the very beginning. Now, I wish I could click on and see, and someone can tell me how much fun they had on their vacation. But I'll get that information another day. But I know you guys had a good time. I know you've been traveling and doing different things with family and friends. And I hope that you did, because it put some smile on your faces. But I'm looking to see if there's anything else that I left out. I think that's pretty much it. Everything else I do not want to disclose all the details as of yet until we finalize most of this information. But I had a great time. I went to L.A. to my son and had a great time with my granddaughter. She's going to be 2 years old next month. I can't believe how time has flown. But I had a great time there with them. But also I'm glad to be back at home. And I want to have a talk about tonight that God is in the midst. He's always in the midst. Trouble, fun, whatever you might be in, he's always in the midst of your situation. Sometimes you don't want to let him in, but he's always there. He's just sitting by, just waiting for you. If you need some help, you know, or help in a conversation, whatever health problem, whatever the situation may be, even when you were on vacation, you were having a good time, I'm sure there was something that you needed his help for. But he was right in the midst. And he said, I am mighty. Just as the sun is in the center of the solar system, so am I in the center of your entire being. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So just know that God is there for us in every way that we need. He says, I am a mighty one who created the universe. Live inside you. Yes, he lives inside us. Sometimes we don't want him to, because we're angry with him about things that we cannot have. Let this amazing truth resonate in your mind and soak in your innermost being. Ponder what it means to have so much power dwelling inside of you. Whoa. I mean, that's a lot of power, having God within you. Well, let me stop the situation. We don't think that we are capable sometimes of things that we have power. I'm going to give you an expression. I believe that I have power in my hands. When I went to my son in L.A., he has a home. I felt that his house needed to be anointed again. I took my oil with me. And Carrie, you on the line, you brought me some oil back from the Holy Land. I prayed over that oil, and I took that oil with me, and I noticed every door, windows, my grandbabies and my son and everything, everybody. I mean, I felt the power in my hand that I was able to anoint them and prayed over them and their home. That for God to protect them and keep them in good health. You have power in your hands. God said he's within you, and he gives you that ability to do that. So sometimes if you feel some sort of uneasiness in your home or your body, get get some virgin oil and pray over that and anoint yourself. I do that sometimes with myself. So just know that God is a mighty God, and if he's inside of you, he can do all things. One inflammation is that you don't need to worry about the lack of your strength. In fact, he says, my power shows itself more effective in your weakness. When you are weak, that's when he really can show you the strength that you have and he can give to you. Remind yourself frequently that I live inside you and I am mighty. Let your awareness of my indwelling presence drive out discouragement and fill you with great joy. As my life flows into yours, you are strengthened with divine might. And when I anointed my son's home and his family, I believe that God had given me the authority through that all, taking away any negative that was in that house. I opened up the doors and asked whatever negative was in there to get out and just prayed over my son and his family and his home with that holy oil. And you could do the same thing too. You have the ability to do the same thing. You just ask God for his presence and pray over. Pray over your children. Pray over yourself or your home or whoever you think that needs to be prayed. If you know someone that is not doing well or ill, you can pray over those people. You have that power and anointed to do just that. So just know that, just like God said, that he is, I am mighty. I am in the midst of your situation. He is. Let him be. And the scriptures relating to that. The Lord said to me, my grace is, they also emphasize things in between. My grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For the strength and power are made perfect, filled, and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will be more gladly glory in the weakness and infirmity, that the strength and the power of Christ the Messiah may rest, and it says yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon you. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And one more scripture. Him able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault with great joy. That's Jude 24. So just knowing that God is in the midst of you and believing that those, you know, I know sometimes you are out of it and you don't, your faith might be weak. But stay in with God and ask him to be in the midst of you and show you his presence. And he can do just that. So just knowing that God is always there in the midst of all of your situations, sad, happy. And you have power to pray over people and anoint people. because he will give you that. Just ask him for it, and he will give you that. So don't think that have to be certain people to do those things. Get that all and know it yourself, your house. And because, you know, sometimes spirits comes, you know, people come in your house that has really bad spirit, even those people that comes and fix handyman or different things in your house. Sometimes you got to get that spirit out of there. Open up that door and tell that spirit to get up out of there. So just pray and believe that God, he has all power, and he will give you some of it to let you know that you can, that he's in the midst of everything. And he will give you that comfort, that joy, and that strength that you need. And that is all I have for tonight. I hope that you wrote some of those announcements down so you can remember. I hope that you will be a part of that gathering on August the 20th. I hope that as many of you can come and join us and celebrate, because we have not, many of you have not, just like during the Callaway trip, many of us just met for the first time. So come out and meet others that you have not seen before. It is wonderful to see, you know, and fellowship with other widows and be encouraged by each other. And that is all I have for tonight. I'm so glad that you came back. A lot of you called in tonight, and thank you so much for tuning in. And be blessed and have a great week. And if any of you are interested in the Tao Art Loop tickets and you want to go in this group, call me. Call me in the next 24 hours and sort of let me know that you are interested. And that is all. Have a great week. Be blessed. And tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. every Tuesday night. Have a great evening. Good night. You are here, turning light.
Jesus, you're wild.